The future of work.
Ms. Lessing, you're an expert or futurologist when it comes to jobs. If you had to describe the future of jobs in three words, what would they be?
More flexible, more collaborative, less secure.
You used six words, actually, but I suppose modifiers don't count. Would you like to elaborate on the flexibility aspect?
Well, if we look at present developments, it's becoming apparent that people will have several shorter careers during their working life. Gone are the days of a job for life. Moreover, a large proportion of employees will be knowledge-based workers, which means that they can work anytime and anywhere, from home, from a coffee shop, from a low-cost country. All they need is a phone, a computer, and a secure broadband connection.
I see. But this does not apply to geriatric nurses or shop assistants. And hasn't the COVID pandemic shown how important they are?
Oh, that's right. However, even this type of worker won't be able to rely on the kind of secure employment we had in the past. They might have to change employers, work for more than one as freelancers, or move towards self-employment.
You use the expression knowledge worker. It means, roughly speaking, people who work with their brain rather than their muscles, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. If we are to believe trends, more and more jobs will be created in the knowledge economy, which brings me to my second point, more collaborative. Due to the pressure of developing ever more innovative products and processes in an increasingly competitive globalized economy, knowledge workers will be forced to work together. They will form clusters and networks that span universities, labs, and the research and development departments of private companies.
Sounds fascinating, if a bit alarming, especially if you think of your third prediction, less secure jobs.
Well, yes, but I'm afraid we've already arrived at the future of the world of work, as predicted by Charles Handy some 40 years ago.
Charles Handy?
Yes. The management expert foresaw dramatic changes in the working world. Being Irish, he chose the shamrock to demonstrate the future distribution of work. The shamrock has four leaves, but one of them, the customers, won't concern us here. Of the other three, one is made up of employees working in core jobs or jobs for life. Another is supposed to be made up of highly educated portfolio workers, for example, computer specialists, project workers, etc., who are hired for limited periods of time to carry out certain projects. The worst-off group, working in the so-called contractual fringe, are temporary or part-time, low-skilled or unskilled workers doing badly paid jobs, which Handy calls McJobs. More often than not, they need more than one job to make ends meet, a day job, an evening job, weekend work. And even then, they might not be able to afford a lifestyle that most people consider normal. A car, a computer, holidays, all those things. These working poor or socially excluded are a completely new phenomenon in the developed world.
Add them to the number of unemployed, and the future does look a bit bleak.
Oh, not at all. It is true that millions of manufacturing jobs were lost when assembly line workers were replaced by robots or bank tellers by ATMs. But if we are to believe experts, there are plenty of jobs around. There's just a skills mismatch. Digitization has led to a new race between humans and technology, which requires workers with new skills.
Yes, you hear a lot about these new skills, but what are they?
Rather than memorizing facts and following detailed instructions, at which robots and computers do excel, the workers of the future will have to be creative, innovative, and show entrepreneurial spirit. Education systems are called upon to write these demands into their curricula and to provide lifelong learning opportunities so that companies will be able to find the employees they need. Another growing sector concerns what is now called interaction work. These are jobs that must be done face-to-face and require what is known as people skills, anything from daycare jobs to managerial and professional work. Despite the increasing sophistication of machines, when it comes to looking after the frail and elderly, curing sick people, or comforting children, humans will always win, hands down.
So, if I may sum up, the answer to a changing and increasingly precarious job market seems to be greater flexibility, more teamwork, and new skills to be acquired in a lifelong education process.
I couldn't have said it any better.